You are on the line with Jacob Goetz.
You're on the line here on ESPN 106.7 Auburn Opelika Sports Leader. Happy Friday, everybody. Yes, thank you, Jesus. It's Friday, everybody. Hope you're doing well on this September 20th, 2024. This is On the Line, the show that tells you like it is and holds nothing back. I'm your man, Jacob Goetz, with you back in the studio today. I had the day off yesterday. Technically, was not a good day off, not a wanted day off, but it was one that was necessary. And so I appreciate you all being here yesterday. Christian Griffin did a fantastic job filling in on the show, so we appreciate him as well. And excited to be back on this Friday because, man, there's always stuff to talk about. And today there's a lot to talk about in college football, high school football, you name it. We got it for you on this free-for-all Friday edition of On the Line. You've got us for the next 2 hours here on the Auburn Opelika Sports Leader ESPN 106.7. I'm your man, Jacob Goetz. Across from me, as he is every Monday and Friday, he's wild, he's crazy, he's your favorite Uncle Tebow. My man, good to see you.
Good to be seen. War Eagle, everybody. Boy, it's going to be a big one today. Lee Sterling's going to ride around the corner. Auburn football tomorrow. Auburn High football. Lee Scott football. It's football season, folks. And if I had a tail, I'd be wagging it, Jacob. I mean, can you feel it out there, Auburn fans? It's
yes.
Going to be a beautiful day tomorrow for football. The Hogs coming to town, and what is I kind of think is building up into what I'd like to call one of the most pivotal games in the Hugh Freeze era, not just for this season, but
wow,
for the overall health and psychology of the Auburn fan base especially. It's going to be a big one. Our good friend Bobby Petrino coming back to town. This is a team that Auburn absolutely dominated last year in Fayetteville. They're going to want some revenge. And, you know, most people, Jacob, they had this one chalked up as a big W before the season, and Auburn about a 2.5-point favorite right now, my friend.
Yes, they are, and we're going to talk to Lee Sterling about that coming up in just a few minutes. I'm going to get him on the phone, and also in the studio with us is the voice of Lee Scott Academy, Christian Griffin, who was in here yesterday. My man, good to see you as well. Glad that you're back in the studio once again.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome to be in here. A different seat this afternoon. I don't have to worry about all the button pressing. Hopefully everything went well yesterday. I got a couple questions that I hosted yesterday's show that I'd love to get to y'all eventually with, as again, as you mentioned, Auburn and Arkansas, a 2.5-point favorite in Jordan-Hare on Saturday. Auburn High taking on Jag tonight. Lee Scott taking on Randolph County on the road for the third time in 4 weeks. A top-heavy road schedule, Uncle T-Bone. Man, I'm ready for that bye week next week, and I'm ready to play some games at home.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, getting out on the road in high school football is more than a challenge and can cause some very late nights. Y'all
yeah.
are doing a heck of a job, though. I've been tuning in to both of you, too. So both of those schools are extremely lucky to have talented young men like you and keep up the good work. I know you got a lot of fan base building out there.
That's right. Well, high school football, we'll get to that as we go throughout the show today. But this guy joins us every Friday to get the show started. He's with Paramount Sports and ParamountSports.com. And look, the Warriors may be hot, the Tigers may be hot, but there ain't nobody hotter than Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports and ParamountSports.com. Lee, happy Friday, my man. Hope you're doing well out there.
Well, how can you not after going 5-0 on the show last week? We gotta keep that ball rolling, huh?
That's right. Yes, 5-0. Know that you were a week ago on this program.
And, it's just a Christian and Lee connection, I think.
I think so.
That's really what it
yeah.
was. So if I need to host this segment for you, Lee, you just let me know.
I will. We might have to do it again.
That's right. Well, you did go 5-0 last week. We've got more games to get to here this afternoon. Tell people where you are, what you do, how they can find you, and then we'll get into your games this week.
Sure. So normally my service, these are the games that I'm personally wagering on. So 31st year, if you want to become a client, normally you need to become a client for a month or a season. Probably 2 to 3 times a year, we open it up, give people a chance to sample what we have for the weekend, and this is one of those weekends. This is probably the most popular weekend we call Baker's Dozen Weekend. So what it entails is 13 games combined Saturday and Sunday, just $97. So the amount of games, the quality of the selections and also the fact that it's just $97 usually excites people, and we literally get hundreds and almost thousands of people that jump on. Now, we've had some 12-1, 11-2, and some 10-3 records on it, which is pretty incredible. I wait until there's a lot of games that I like because I know people like action. They want to watch. They want to bet. And I'm so sure that I'm going to produce a winning record. I've never done this. If I don't produce a winning record, 7-6 or better, on the Baker's Dozen, I'm going to give everyone following week for free. So we're going to guarantee it, and we're on a 19-4 run in baseball. We are so hot. Our closest game this week was the Mets yesterday. I think they won by 3 or 4 runs. And one of our plays was yesterday. We had the L.A. Dodgers team total over 4.5 runs, scored 20 runs, and Shohei Ohtani had 10 RBIs. So,
yeah, he had a decent game.
I don't think we've ever hit a team total by that much. So anyone wants to come on board, the Baker's Dozen, 13 games, just $97. It's an instant download. You get that, and then the baseball games will be texted to you today. If you purchase it within 30 minutes of your purchase, and then on Saturday and Sunday, you'll get it by 11 a.m. in the morning.
Man, how about
ParamountSports.com,
that?
ParamountSports.com.
There you
the
go.
The place to get it.
One place, ParamountSports.com. I know it's hot in Miami, but you're the reason because of that, my friend. And so let's jump into your games for discussion this week. We'll start with what seemed to be a good game preseason, but the logos are big. The talent may be there, but I just don't know if the result's going to be all that fun. Lee, LSU hosting UCLA. What do you got on this one?
So LSU is not great, especially on defense. They had trouble with USC, and then they gave up. The other USC gave up 33 points, their defense did. So you're saying, why are they such a big favorite? This might be the worst UCLA team in 45, 50 years. They are that bad. Deshaun Foster, you could have maybe suspected something was wrong when he froze up the Big Ten media days. I thought he maybe made a good hire with Eric Bieniemy as his offensive coordinator, but they just have no talent at all here. They are in big trouble. With LSU's offensive talent, I think they're going to lay a number on them. Not going to get many more chances before the whole country realizes that UCLA has problems. Last week, they gave up 42 points to Indiana. LSU, 54-10.
Wow, Lee, ParamountSports.com. That Baker's does, that's $7.46 a game, folks.
Right.
That, I mean, give me a break.
And then the baseball games on top of that.
There
I mean, you're going to get
you some of
probably
that.
9, 10 games there. So
with the lead pipe.
Comes out to like $4 a game.
Yeah, with the lead pipe, Lee, guarantee of at least 7 or 6, or you're getting the next week free. Why not, folks? ParamountSports.com. Lee, that Vanderbilt Commodore Kool-Aid ran dry last week against Georgia State. Now they got to go up against a very good Missouri and top 10 team that struggled a little bit at home with Boston College, a salty little team by Bill O'Brien. Missouri giving 21 to the Commodores. Who do you have here?
Yeah, Vandy's defense wilted last week and are on the road for consecutive games. They've won one conference road game since 2018. Missouri hadn't won. They hadn't allowed a point prior to last week, and I think it was a little bit of a wake-up call. You know, they gave up two touchdown drives in the first three drives of the game, and then they were able to steady themselves. Their receivers, I mean, are so hard to cover and tackle. Big, strong, and fast, and that's Vanderbilt's one of their biggest weaknesses is the secondary. I think Missouri pulls away. I think they win this game here 48-13.
Wow. Lee, last week we saw what Game Day did to Williams-Brice Stadium in South Carolina, keeping it close with the Tigers of LSU. This week, Game Day goes to Norman for the first time since Oklahoma has joined the SEC. Do they keep it close? Do they find a way to keep the struggling quarterback or to make the quarterback, Nico, struggle, or does Tennessee run away with it?
So here's what's interesting in this game. So if Tennessee was playing at home, I would lay two touchdowns, believe it or not, and feel more comfortable than laying a touchdown here on the road. Why do I say that? Because Nico, even though he is really good, I think he's going to be special, and he has 6 or 7 receivers. there's just something different about going on the road against a tough opponent. He's played four games as a starter. One was the neutral site game in the College Bowls. He played Iowa. Another one was a couple weeks ago against NC State in Charlotte. This is his first true road game. And I think their defensive backs are ripe to get exposed here. So I think Oklahoma's going to attack them here. Think that the look-ahead line was 3.5. It's now up to 7. You know, if you like Tennessee, I think that ship has sailed. Here's what I'm going to say. If you like Oklahoma like I do, I think they're going to pull the shocker and win 30-28. Play half your wager on them plus the 7. And I don't see Tennessee winning a 2-3-4-point game. And the other half, sprinkle it on Oklahoma money line plus 220. If that comes in, hey, you can head off to the Bahamas for the weekend.
Man, not only are you giving a pick, you're telling them how to do it, Lee Sterling.
Right.
I absolutely love it. Paramount Sports at ParamountSports.com. You like the Sooners at home in their SEC opener, man. That is a big-time pick. Would be an upset in every book in Vegas. There's no doubt about that. As we do talk with Lee Sterling for Paramount Sports and ParamountSports.com. The game that we're talking a lot about here today, Lee, you know this. Auburn and Arkansas. The Tigers back home inside Jordan Hare Stadium. It's the SEC opener for them this week as well, with the Razorbacks of Arkansas, who I've said they should be undefeated, but they dropped the ball against Oklahoma State. Your thoughts on the Tigers and the Hogs?
Yeah, what happened in that game was crazy. I mean, you put up over 600 yards of total offense and you lose the game. And normally when you put up 600 yards, what that translates into, usually that means you're going to score between 42 and 55 points. They only scored 31 points in that game. So I like the move of Brown. It's better to do it now than, you know, to just keep putting it off. You're going to do it. But remember, last week they were playing New Mexico. New Mexico's defense is the fourth worst defense in Division I football. So they've got a lot of firepower. They need to force Arkansas into turnovers. If it's a close game, they've got a shot here to pull it off. I just think Arkansas has too many weapons. Running back Jackson and this kid at quarterback is something special for Arkansas. He can run, and he's a long strider. He gets in the open. He can run for 20, 30, 40 yards. Hate to say it. I like Arkansas, but it should be an exciting game, 34-30.
Oh.
Wrong team favored, according to Lee Sterling. Won't even need the points outright winner, hog style.
Wow.
Lee, congratulations. Yeah. You just caused a 50-car pileup in downtown Auburn to our listeners.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm going to remind you. I'm going to remind you what Lee did to us in that bowl game, the Music City Bowl.
Yeah.
And he called the Maryland outright win and got the winner chicken dinner. So let's just move it on along from that, Lee. Yeah. The National Football League, Kansas City -3.5 at Atlanta. And then you're going to throw in a free play there, Kentucky -9.5 versus OHIO, Ohio.
Yeah. So free game, Kentucky and Ohio, first. Five callers a call. We'll give it to them for free. 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 800-400-9741 to get Kentucky and Ohio on me and world's famous Baker's Dozen. We only do it once or twice a year. You can get 13 games combined Saturday and Sunday, just $97. We've had some 12-1, 11-2, 10-3 records. I'm so sure I'm going to win. If I don't go 7-6 or better, if I don't produce a winning record, next weekend is free. I'm also going to throw in baseball. We're on a 19-5 run in baseball. So world's famous Baker's Dozen, just $97. It's the most popular promotion. If you've never been with me before, or for some reason you dropped off, ready to get started, this is your weekend. Just one place. ParamountSports.com.
You're the best in the biz, my man. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports and ParamountSports.com. Check him out. Get in on the action. Football's fun, but it's more fun when you got a little something on it. Lee, thank you so much for your time. As always, man, we appreciate you. Have a fantastic weekend, and good luck to you out there.
You too. Take care.
Thanks so much. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports and ParamountSports.com. Gentlemen, There's no better way to start our Friday shows. I mean, this guy gets things fired up, and he may have the Auburn people fired up a little bit, taking the Hogs straight up, not even needing the points. He has Arkansas winning outright, Christian.
I see T-Bone. He's already dialing the phone, so you might have to hurry up and call that number because he said the first five get that free play. There might only be four more here in about a minute and a half, and we head to break.
I'm telling you. Well, Lee Sterling, check him out. 5-0 a week ago. You heard it right there. Baker's dozen going on. If you're into that type of thing, he's the man to call. You can find him at ParamountSports.com. We'll take our first break here in hour number one. Come back, dive into all the football games going on, including Auburn and Arkansas this weekend, high school football as well. It's a free-for-all Friday edition of On the Line.
You are on the line on ESPN 106.7. Call in at 334-321-1390 or toll free at 888-382-7502.
Folks, I just want to let you know that Uncle T-Bone is now shivering in his boots after Lee Sterling picked Arkansas to beat Auburn. That's not a good sign.
That's not a good sign. I was afraid of that.
Yeah?
And I was afraid of that. And, you know, and let's just be real honest, guys. I can see why he took Arkansas.
I think it's a sexy upset pick.
I mean, this is a line that really kind of rumored to come out. You don't really ever know on a Sunday night at 5, 5.5 points. When it officially came out, it was 3.5. Now it's 2.5 and plummeting. Arkansas has proven this year consistently on offense that they can put up some points against some bad teams. I mean, Arkansas Pine Bluff's horrible. But, I mean, you know, they went into Stillwater, Oklahoma and made a statement, Christian, against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And really wasn't for a little bad luck tip pass pick that got Oklahoma State pick six back in that game. Arkansas takes care of business. They're undefeated coming to the Plains.
Yeah, they are. And I talked about it, and that's kind of been the topic of conversation all week, that defensive front four for Arkansas is arguably the most improved unit, whether that be on the defense or just on the team as a whole. Held Ollie Gordon to 48 yards, arguably considered to be the best back in college football. And a team like Auburn that wants to run the ball, it almost creates one of those bad sort of matchups with the media and the way that everybody's throwing their money.
I've never felt like Oklahoma State was some kind of, Georgia-type offensive line of physicality. Yeah. And they got down early in that game because their defense was getting lit up. So they had to pretty much throw out the running in that game. So I still have some belief that Auburn better line up tomorrow and establish a run game and keep that Bobby Petrino high-octane offense on the sidelines, or it could be a long day. We got a caller. Ed, how are you, buddy? Where you been?
I've just been hearing about. It's good to talk to y'all. How y'all doing?
Good
today?
To talk to you, my man. What you got for us today?
Did you say Uncle T-Bone picked Arkansas?
No, sir. I did not. I have not made a pick yet. That would have been Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. He went 5-0 last Friday against the spread.
Dadgum. It's hard to argue with 5-0, but I really believe Auburn. I think Auburn's defense is going to show up, you know, a little bit better. Now, we know that we've got some problems on defense, but I'm going to tell you, if people will be patient, we've got some dang good defensive backs coming in, you know, next year. And I think we're going to be all right, but I think Auburn's gonna probably wind up double digit, you know. Probably be a lot of field goals and stuff. Something's beeping on here. I don't know if that's me or you, but I'll let you go, buddy.
Okay, appreciate the call, Ed. Thanks for calling in. You got Auburn winning by double digits. How about that?
Yeah. All right. Ed says kick dirt on Lee Sterling. Tiger's going to roll tomorrow inside Jordan-Hare Stadium.
How about that? All right, let's keep the train running on the phone lines, 334-321-1390. And we got Rain Man joining us here on the Friday edition of On the Line. What's up, my man?
Well, I'm calling. I actually called the other show yesterday later in the day, and I don't know if they enjoyed what I had to say much. I got cut off pretty quickly.
We'll see how you go today.
I think Arkansas is going to beat us.
Yeah.
Well, now that's out of three picks so far, two out of three. The Rain Man and Lee Sterling, who's been hotter than a $2 pistol, Christian. Give us your thoughts on why you think it's going to go that way, Rain Man.
Well, I heard you mention a minute ago about Arkansas Pine Bluff and 70 points. They're a Division II team, right?
Yeah, Auburn High might have put 55 on them.
Well, you know, we played a team called Alabama A&M and hung 73 on them and
good
gave
point.
Up three to them. And they are also a Division II team that Auburn High would probably hang 55 points on.
Now, I agree with you on that. There's no doubt
about
it.
All right, now let's throw that garbage out because that's what you do with garbage. And let's look at Division I opponents.
Okay.
They've got at least one opponent of their two that's better than anybody we've faced, right?
In
Unless
Oklahoma
you think
State?
Cal would beat Oklahoma State.
I think it'd be a pretty good game.
I don't. I think Oklahoma State would run them out of the building just like they'd run us out of the building.
Do you think that Oklahoma State would run Auburn out of the building for real?
I do, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Against Division I opponents, we've allowed 20 points a game. Uh-huh. Against Division I opponents, we get 396 yards a game. Against Division I opponents, Arkansas gets 530-something yards. I don't have the exact number for me. About 145, 150 more yards per game. They also give up 25 less. We convert 52% of our third downs. They convert 67% of their third downs.
Now, let me ask you.
We control the ball 22 minutes a game against Division I opponents.
Mm-hmm.
They control it 32 minutes a game against Division I opponents.
I mean, Bobby Petrino's proven over time, Rain Man, to be a fantastic offensive coordinator. I think it's Auburn's real shot in this game is against their defense. Do you think that Auburn would beat UAB?
I'm not so sure. Let me tell you something else.
Get you some of that, Auburn fan.
78 plays a game. We run 61.5 plays a game.
Mm-hmm.
Against Division I-A opponents, against a higher level of competition, this quarterback change, I'm not opposed to it, but if you look, there's a throw into triple coverage late in the game that's equally as bad as that throw deep that went for a touchdown. There's a throw that gets one hop to a running back out in the flat. How many behind the line of scrimmage passes did we complete?
How many did we throw?
We're not throwing tough passes, and we're missing easy passes, even when we're hitting big, wide-open guys down the field against New Mexico.
I think you still have to.
We're overrating our offense and our defense.
Well, I think you have to look at the offense with a grain of salt, though, because it's a one-game example, right? I mean, it was his first-ever collegiate start for Hank Brown. Yeah, weather was a factor, too. So I get where you're coming from. I do. I get where you're coming from. And you should be concerned, but I think we have to have somewhat of an open mind and hope for Hank Brown and the offense to show up and play better tomorrow.
If we don't fumble the ball or throw a bunch of picks, we seem to do that well as well.
Yeah.
I think we have one good bright spot. If it's a close game, their kicker's 5 of 9 and ours is 2 of 3.
There you go. Rain Man, thanks for the call, my man. Happy Friday. Thanks so much. Appreciate the call. 334-321-1390.
Well, that goes back to the topic of conversation of what basically the entire show was yesterday minus the three guests. And I'll go ahead and throw it out there for any of the guests. Again, 334-321-1390. But Uncle T-Bone, throwing a win or a loss out of the question, right? Would you feel more confident in Auburn with the remainder of the year if Auburn was in a barn burner where it was 42-41 or 45-41 of those type of games where the offense looks great, Hank Brown gets into rhythm, it feels like those question marks have turned into answers, mm-hmm. but the defensive line and the defensive secondary really continue to struggle, or would you rather it be a 17-14 type game where it feels like the three or four times you get out across the 50-yard line and you get points, it's a win. The defense looks great, but Hank Brown and that offense really seem to struggle.
Give me offense every day. It's an offense-centric world in college football today, and if we can only put up 17 points against that vaulted Razorback defense, which got 27 hung on them by UAB with 354 total yards and 22 first downs, then we're not going to win another game this season.
Looking like the rainbow over here on the phone lines. We got three people waiting. We're rocking and rolling here on the free-for-all Friday edition of On the Line. Give us a call, 334-321-1390. We'll be right back.
On the Line with Jacob Goetz on ESPN 106.7, Auburn Opelika's sports leader.
30 minutes into the free-for-all Friday edition of On the Line here on ESPN 106.7. Phone lines are lighting up like crazy, and we are having a blast here on ESPN 106.7. You can be a part of it, 334-321-1390. That's the number to give us a call, or you can simply just shoot us a text in the On the Line text box at 334-784-1067. Let's get back to the phone line. Shane, you're up first, man. What's up?
Hey, man, I just want to say, get that crap out of here. That undercover Bama fan talking about all these weird random stats.
We had a feeling you'd be going after that.
That have nothing to do with each other.
That's old Rain Man got the devil in him, Shane. Get after him, bro. What do you think about that?
Get it out of here, man. That's all I got to say. Get that out of here. 10-point win. I don't know what the score is. I think, 33-23, 24.
Okay. So you have Auburn winning by what, 9 or 10 then, give or take?
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Okay. So you're a Hank Brown believer, right, Shane?
Yeah, I mean, from what we've seen so far,
sure.
I like it.
Sure.
We're holding back, waiting for the
stuff. I love it. Shane, thanks for the call, my man.
We're going to rain on the Rain Man's parade.
Rain on the Rain Man's parade.
What do you think about that, Rain Man? Not so fast, my friend. Shane style.
That was a good old...
We got a little caller on caller ready to throw down Friday here, Jacob. So, Lee Sterling started the whole thing.
He did. Lee Sterling lit a fuse, and everybody's going insane on this Friday. And look, I'm going insane because it's hot outside. But listeners are going insane because people are picking Arkansas to beat Auburn, and we just don't know what's happening. 334-321-1390. Michael in Auburn, you're up.
Hey guys, I was looking at some of the lines and it got me feeling a little bit better because they had FSU winning outright at Cal, with Cal coming to town, and I think Cal is going to give them that 4 loss. So I think Auburn will do well. I think we'll kind of control the line of scrimmage actually and run on them a little bit more and hit some big plays, but I think we'll win the turnover battle. We hadn't had luck. Something tells me we're due in Jordan Hare. We're getting an early turnover that goes our way, and things will just start rolling for us. But, when I saw that somebody picked, Florida State to win outright, it made me feel a little bit better about us.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Michael. I know you've been around the track a time or two, and so have I. And you look at old numbered 339 and 340 on the official Nevada rotation, and California's catching 2.5 points at 3-0 on the road at 0-3 Florida State. My friend, that one smells like cologne, and I'm going to leave it alone because there is no way on earth Cal should be an underdog to Florida State.
I didn't think so either. But, I go back to when we had Bo Nix and went, into Fayetteville, and a lot of people were concerned about that game, and we didn't exactly know what was going on, but I think we'll be okay.
Isn't it weird, though? And, Michael, we appreciate you calling in, my man. Appreciate you holding on through a few callers, 334-321-1390. Isn't it weird, though, how when Auburn and Arkansas get together, typically Auburn plays better in Fayetteville than they do inside of Jordan-Hare Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. The Bo Nix spike that we had a couple of years ago, beautifully executed.
I want to thank Arkansas, unfortunately, for going ahead and putting the mercy kill on Brian Harsin's career at Auburn.
That
was a brutal one.
Yeah, so, we're all just really good friends because of that, right? I mean, I feel like that's the biggest thing that matters with all of it.
Yeah, all right. Hey, let's keep it going. 334-321-1390. Terry, what's up, my man? You're on the line. Terry?
Yes, I'm right
there
here.
There he is. I got you now. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. You guys are really earning your pay today, aren't you?
Yeah, I am for sure. Over here answering the phones.
If it's all about statistics, Florida State would have beat Georgia Tech, Boston College, and Memphis.
You're saying the numbers don't tell the whole story, huh, Terry?
No, they do not. They never have. They never will.
How do you feel about this game tomorrow?
Oh, I think Auburn is going to win. I don't think Arkansas is very good. I think that team is close to quitting and will give on a coach eventually. Excuse me. I'm not sure what's going on. I just think a lot of people picking Arkansas are just downright, pardon the pun, guys, pig-headed.
Sounds like there's a lot of haters out there right now. Almost
I don't understand.
Arkansas win.
Rain Man was speaking in code. Code was, God, can we get Saban back?
So y'all are saying the Rain Man's Alabama fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Seems because
seems to be the vibe right
when,
now.
When I asked him about UAB, he didn't have anything to say. So if there's anything that Alabama fans distrust and dislike as much as Auburn, it's the University of Alabama in Birmingham.
Yeah, well, guys, I know Alabama's fans are beating their chest over beating Wisconsin, but pardon me, has Wisconsin part largely been a 4-5 loss team? And was Wisconsin just tailor-made for Alabama, real straight ahead, run right at you? That's tailor-made for Alabama. You can't defeat Alabama doing that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you, Terry.
I mean, that's like Penn State. If they're not going to do anything different, you can't beat them.
No, it wasn't near as good as Penn State.
Right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brutal. Terry. Appreciate the call. Great to hear from you, my man. 334-321-1390. Andy, you're on the line.
Here we go.
Here we go. Go again. You're
up. War Eagle. Hey, War Eagle, guys. Hey, listen. I like Oklahoma. I like Florida State, and that's crazy. Me and you must have the same smell test because that's crazy.
That stinks.
But mark it up, put it on your parlay at BYU, and I put Arkansas on all my bets.
Oh, no.
I'm doing that for us. I'm jumping on the grenade.
I was about to say, Andy,
for yourself. Okay.
Talking with you yesterday, I was going to see if anything had changed on the parlay side of things. It looks like you're sticking with it.
Well, for us, I mean,
taking one for the team, know. my man.
But hey, I called up yesterday. You guys weren't there. I'll make it quick. So if anyone's listening, they're like, not again. But I called up in the early summer or the late summer, and I said, man, I just got NCAA football, and I was playing Auburn, and this guy picked Arkansas, and they had some crazy quarterback and receiver, and they kicked my butt, and you know, are we scared? And this is back when we thought Auburn was going to win 10 games, and you're like, oh, Arkansas's quitting on them. They're terrible. Have y'all's opinions changed, and what do y'all think?
I appreciate the call, Andy. Thanks for calling in. 334-321-1390. We'll respond to that before we get to the phone line. So, gentlemen, have your opinions changed on Arkansas since the preseason?
I think when you talk about the portal factor side of things and how you hear all about these names and the competitions that they've played, but you bring a guy from Boise, you bring a guy from the Big Ten, you add those guys to your backfield, you revamp that front four on the defensive line that we've talked about so many times. I don't know if it's time to change the complete narrative or the complete thought, but I think it is time to throw a little bit of an asterisk on the overall thoughts of Arkansas and how we were talking about of Sam Pittman might go 3 or 4 games. We were talking about the wins, losses. We were saying it's more realistic to play the how many games is Pittman going to be the head coach.
Well, I'll say this. I'll admit, Andy, yeah, my thoughts have changed on Arkansas because they should be 3-0. They should have a top 25 victory over Oklahoma State. Mm-hmm. They should be walking into this stadium favored tomorrow. And they're not. I'm not saying they're going to win. I'm not saying they're going to be better than Auburn. We'll get to that as we go. But yeah, I've absolutely changed my thoughts through 3 games because Arkansas has proven to me they've got a little bit of talent and they're ready to play some big boy football.
So bounce back to that. Does that mean your opinion has changed on Auburn for that exact same reason, but rather than in a negative way? Rather than in a positive way, in a negative way.
No, because Auburn has made much more. Auburn's made a massive change in the first 3 weeks of the season. Arkansas's not going to do that. Arkansas's quarterback is who he is. Auburn made a change at quarterback. That is drastically changing everything for this team moving forward. And as we get to the phone lines, got a text from Clay in Montgomery says about the quarterbacks. If Hank Brown is QB in the California game, Auburn does not throw for 4, nearly 5 interceptions, and Auburn wins that game, we would be sitting at 3-0 and feeling good about the team. I think turnovers will determine the game tomorrow.
It's hard for me to say, and thanks for the text, Clay. You can get in on the text hotline at 334-784-1067. It's just hard for me to say definitively if Hank Brown plays against California, we win the game. Because, you know, I've got to see a little bit more of Hank Brown.
Yeah.
That California defense is far superior than what New Mexico had for us. And I think they're a better defense than what Arkansas has, too. I mean, Arkansas's defense, they haven't had a good defense in Fayetteville in forever, Jacob. So, you know, I've got to see a little bit more data on Hank Brown. But it seems like to me a lot of people are starting to admit that they were wrong about Arkansas. And we should have known with Bobby Petrino up there, a legitimate offensive mind that they were going to be better. Terrell, you're on the air. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, how y'all doing today, guys?
Good, Terrell. Good to hear from you, my man. What's up?
Okay. First disclosure, I am an Alabama fan.
Oh,
but I love listening
okay.
to you guys on the radio, mm-hmm. and I wanted to tell Terry that, no, we do not feel like we can beat the world because we beat Wisconsin. We knew we were going to beat them. That game was lined up perfect for us, like you said.
Yeah.
But I did have some comments about what Rain Man said. He brought up all these statistics about Auburn, but that was when they had the other guy starting.
Thank you.
Now that Hank Brown's in the game, to me, Auburn's 1-0, and everything is in front of them, including the playoffs. They can win out and get in the playoffs.
Fire me
so
up.
Guys, my whole entire thing that I've been trying to tell my coworkers who are Auburn friends, hey, guys, keep your heads up, man. It's not over yet. One game does not put you out of the playoffs.
Look at you, Terrell. Look at you.
Terrell. Thank you so much. Anytime you want to call in. Let me ask you this, though. What are you going to tell them if Arkansas comes in here and Bobby Petrino throws it down on the Tigers after this one game?
I don't think it's going to happen. I'm picking Auburn to win 38-24.
How do you feel? Let me ask you this as a Bama fan, because we don't have a lot of them calling in, and we do appreciate you listening and calling. Well, how do you feel about the game next week? You'll have to call in and give us your thoughts as we get closer. But Bama, Georgia next week, what a big game that is.
I feel like that game, the way we performed against Wisconsin, set us up to kind of be like the Davis. With Georgia coming in and performing poor against Kentucky, I think Georgia's, to me, just they're a good team. I'm realistic, and I'll be surprised if we win.
Okay. All right. Terrell, thanks for your call, man. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks so much. 334-321-1390. How about that, Auburn fans? How about that? Got a realist coming in here and saying he thinks Auburn's going to win. He thinks Auburn needs to have their head held high, and if Auburn continues to play well, and we're about to get to K back here, if Auburn plays well tomorrow and wins handily, convincingly, do we wipe off the first two games of the season with Peyton Thorne at the starting quarterback? You wipe that off the schedule?
What do you mean wipe it off?
Forget
like
about
like
it.
Mentally, you are 2-0 for the rest of the season?
Yeah, that 1-1 record, do you wipe that away?
Yes. Yeah, why not? I mean, that was then, this is now. Especially if Auburn looks good tomorrow. I mean, what you know, you've moved forward, you've pivoted, you've gone down another road. I mean, it's a whole new day. Whatever cliche you want to throw out there, it doesn't matter. And if Auburn wins tomorrow, they're going to win next week.
It's unfortunate though, because then the other side of things, if Auburn finds a way to lose, is it the same scenario if Auburn is 1-1, or is all of a sudden Auburn is 2-2 with the possibility of losing your next two, and through six games of the year, you're 2-4.
I'll say this though too. I think a win or a loss is not all dependent on Hank Brown and the offense. I think this may be a controversial statement here. I think it has more to do with the defense tomorrow than it does with Hank Brown. I have no concern with Auburn moving the football, running the football, throwing the football, and scoring against that Arkansas defense tomorrow. Well, I have no concerns with that.
I talked with Brad Law yesterday, and he was saying that's where Auburn's going to have to get you. There are points in this game that are on the field to be had. Auburn has to make those points on the offensive end, and you got to find a way to get a couple stops. Auburn hasn't been great at forcing turnovers. They forced two last week, but Taylen Green gets a little wild with his arm. You're going to have to find a way to steal one, possibly on the plus side of the 50, give your offense good territory to find the end zone.
Before we get to break, let's get to this man. K-Bag, you've been holding on and fighting through the phone lines, my man. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Jacob. First off, I want to say, man, you're doing a great job on Friday nights with those Auburn High Tigers, buddy. Love what you're doing. Love the broadcast. You're doing a great job, man.
I appreciate that, my man. Thank you, man, very much.
Yeah, I'm in a weird spot. I told T-Bone earlier this week that, you know, it's a feeling that I haven't experienced in a long, long time. And, matter of fact, I can't really remember the last time I really felt it. But I don't feel anything. I don't have any kind of an idea of what we got so far with Hank. You know, the defensive staff has been making great adjustments along the way, so that's a positive. But as it pertains to the game tomorrow, I don't really know what Arkansas has, honestly and truly. Don't really know what we have, honestly and truly. I don't really feel like that Coach Freeze had much choice than to bench Thorne and go with Hank,
mm-hmm.
because that would have done so much more damage if he'd have threw Thorne out there last weekend and had to swap him in the middle of the second quarter. You know, he made the adult decision there, but I just don't have a clue about Marv. Cannot tell you one way or the other.
And I don't think that's a crazy spot to be in, K-Bag. I really don't, because, again, there's so many question marks still about this Auburn football team, about Hank Brown as the starter, about the defense, about the defensive backs, about the adjustments that the defense can make, and what Arkansas is bringing into this game, too. So you've heard a lot of passionate calls so far today, but I don't think you're alone in that feeling of just not really knowing how to feel about this game tomorrow.
Don't know what the offensive line is going to do. Who knows if Cam Coleman's going to play? There's just a lot of question marks out there that, unfortunately, we're going to have to wait till 2:30 to figure it out.
You just went over War Eagle Road, didn't you?
Sure did.
He planned that one.
Oh, we love it. K-Bag.
War Eagle.
That's right. Have a great weekend, my man. We appreciate you calling in. 334-321-1390. Woo, man, did we have some phone calls just then. Would love to get more on this free-for-all Friday edition of On the Line. You can call us 334-321-1390, or you could shoot us a text in the On the Line text box at 334-784-1067. Back after this to wrap up hour number one, propel ourselves into hour number two here on ESPN 1067.
You are on the line on ESPN 1067. Online at ESPNAU.com or on the ESPN 1067 app.
Wrapping up hour number one here on ESPN 1067. Free for All Friday has been Free for All Friday, gentlemen. We have had so many people calling in. We'd love to have you call in as well. It's wide open for the rest of the show. 334-321-1390. Got to get people's thoughts, opinions, picks, predictions for Auburn and Arkansas tomorrow. While we have just a couple of minutes, literally like two or three, is there one game tomorrow outside of Auburn, Arkansas, that you're looking forward to the most? It can be SEC, college football, whatever. T-Bone, we'll start with you. A game that you're looking forward to the most outside of Auburn, Arkansas?
Tennessee, Oklahoma. That's sure. An easy answer there, my friend. And for a lot of reasons, for probably the last 10, 15 years, at some point in a season, I've taken down that Tennessee Kool-Aid, and it's been the poison of a big fat L in disappointment for yours truly. Are they for real? We're about to find out. The prodigal son, Josh Heupel, coming back home to Norman. You know Oklahoma's going to have something for him, and I also want to see what Oklahoma looks like once and for all before they come here next weekend.
There's one Saturday, but the game tonight is not too bad of a game either. 24th ranked Illinois, the Fighting Illini, and the 22nd ranked Nebraska Cornhuskers. It's one that you'll definitely keep your eye on just because Nebraska can play that sleeper role in their conference. But the one on Saturday, USC and Michigan, I feel like throws a lot of question marks out there. And Michigan hosting another top team with Southern Cal coming into play. It could show a lot of fans if Michigan was as poor as we thought they were, or if it just showed how well Texas executed a couple weeks ago. I believe Alex Orji, the quarterback for Michigan, is getting the start, and they list him as a dual threat. I have yet to see the throwing side of dual threat. Miller Moss and that high-powered USC offense, going to be a really interesting one. In Ann Arbor.
Yeah, people are looking to see if Michigan can bounce back and become a legitimate contender in the Big Ten, or if USC can prove that they are a legitimate contender in the Big Ten, because they are, they're trying. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to go to the ACC, gentlemen. I'm going to look at Georgia Tech, who's 3-1 this season, 1-1 in the ACC. Of course, everybody hyped them up early in the year. They've been written off since after they lost to Syracuse, who I think is a really good football team. And they're playing Louisville. And if you haven't looked at the updated AP poll, did you know that Louisville is ranked? Did you know that Louisville's a top 25 team? I wouldn't have known that if I didn't
look. Kind of flying under the radar, right?
Flying under the radar big time. And I think this is a game that you start looking down the road in the ACC in terms of standings and who could represent this conference in the college football playoff. You very well could be looking at a Georgia Tech-Louisville tiebreaker game this Saturday.
Another big one on Saturday, the 3 p.m. slate. We've talked a lot about the game that they just played a couple weeks ago, but Arkansas with Oklahoma State, but Utah and Oklahoma State. Cam Rising is reportedly probable for that game, a top 15 matchup in Stillwater. Could be a really, really big test for the Big 12.
That's Rain Man's team, Oklahoma State. He'll be pulling for the Cowboys in a because they're probably going to win the national championship. They're that good.
Our number one is in the books. It's been a lot of fun. We got a whole nother one coming up for you. And our number two, we'll talk more college football, talk a little high school football as we got games going on locally in the area. And then our full breakdown, thoughts, picks, and predictions for Auburn and Arkansas. Don't you dare turn that radio dial. Our number two coming up.
Is an Auburn Network production.
You are on the line. Live on ESPN 106.7, Auburn Opelika's sports leader. Online at ESPNAU.com or on the ESPN 106.7 app. To be on the line, call in at 334-321-1390 or toll free at 888-382-7502. You are on the line with Jacob Goetz.
You're on the line here on ESPN 106.7, Auburn Opelika sports leader. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're doing well as we get underway here in hour number two on the free-for-all Friday edition of On the Line. It's the show that tells you like it is and holds nothing back. And we did a lot of that in hour number one. Plan on doing that here in hour number two as well. And if you missed any of that first hour or any parts of any of our shows, you can go back and listen to them as a podcast. We just take the show, upload it to the website for you, and you can check that out each and every day at ESPNAU.com. Okay, that's where you can get all of the shows as a podcast. That's also where you can make your official picks for the SEC Football Challenge. Those are due at midnight tonight. It's midnight every Friday. Get those in, weekly winners, and a grand prize winner at the very end. I just want to make it known that I'm right there in second. Now, there's a lot of us, but I'm tied for second, so just keep that in mind, okay? I can't win, but you can, thanks to the Orthopedic Clinic, Ace University, Ace Hardware, and Johnny Brusco's New York Style Pizza. So thank you to those three sponsors for making the SEC Football Challenge possible. Go get your picks in at ESPNAU.com. We're going to be making our picks here in just a couple of minutes, about to get to the phone lines. But before we do, just want to remind you that hour number two, each and every day here on ESPN during On the Line, is brought to you by our friends at the Orthopedic Clinic. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. So we appreciate them bringing you the second hour of the show each and every day between 3 and 4 p.m. here on ESPN. Christian Griffin in the studio with us, Uncle T-Bone in the studio. I'm Jacob Goins, and we get to the phone line. And Mike, you're first up, my man. Happy Friday.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
Doing fantastic, man. How are you?
How about Uncle T-Bone?
Good, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm so fine. It's a beautiful day in Auburn, Alabama. Just, it don't get any better.
Amen to that.
But tomorrow, going to the game, taking my grandson, and he loves Auburn. It don't make any difference to me because I went to West Point.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole I am worried about Auburn's defense. It is weak, especially between the tackles. Are they going to sturdy that up? Because Arkansas is going to run the football.
Yeah, I think so. I think they will. And I think they're going to have a different game plan than what we've seen so far this season, just because they're taking on a little bit different of an opponent this season too.
Yeah, Arkansas is going to run a 12 formation, one running back, two tight end type set. So you're going to see a lot more guys at the line of scrimmage.
Running back.
They do. They have a very good running back and a mobile quarterback as well. So you're going to see Auburn naturally with that two tight end formation. They will send some more guys in the box to try and stop that run.
Yeah, and I was just wondering how everybody else thought about it, but I am really worried about the game because my daughter and my grandson worried about it, and because they big Auburn fans.
Okay. Well, look, I don't think you're alone in that, man. I think a lot of Auburn fans I think most of them are in wait-and-see mode, right? Get to the game, see how it goes, and react to what happens. It's hard to predict this game, and Vegas agrees with that.
Well, look here, I'm glad to have you back, and I want to tell you about my deepest sympathy for your grandfather. My dad died at 95.
I appreciate that.
And so y'all have a great weekend, and let's war eagle it right on through it.
I love it. I love it. Mike, thank you so much for the call, my man, and for the condolences. I really do appreciate that and appreciate you listening and calling in. 334-321-1390. That's the number to get you through to us. You can also shoot us a text in the on-the-line text box, 334-784-1067.
So he mentions all Arkansas's running attack. Jake Quindon Jackson leading the SEC for the Hogs in rushing yards at 397. 8.4 yards per average. Got a long of a 46 with 6 touchdowns this season. You mix him in with the big Arkansas quarterback, and it's potent, guys. I mean, Arkansas has proven this season so far that they can run the ball very well. I want to take people back in time as well. A lot of people forget that Bobby Petrino, as an offensive mastermind, they think about him throwing the ball all across the field with long crossing routes that just eat up zone defenses. When he was at Texas A&M last year, the Aggies went for 209 yards rushing against Auburn on a 402-yard total yard day. More rushing yards last year than passing, but it was very balanced at 193 passing yards. If they're that balanced tomorrow with that many yards, guys, it's going to be tough sledding for Auburn.
Well, we're going to talk a lot more Auburn and Arkansas as the hour goes on. But, gentlemen, we got to make some picks. We got to get to our SEC Football Challenge picks this week and talk about all the games around the SEC, maybe dip in out of one or two outside of the SEC as well. But if you want to do this along with us, we do it every Friday. You can be a part of it at ESPNAU.com, our SEC Football Challenge. Again, it's brought to you by University Ace Hardware, Johnny Brusco's New York Style Pizza, and the Orthopedic Clinic. Weekly prizes for the winner each and every week, and then a grand prize winner at the very end. This is week 4 of the college football season. This week is a $25 Visa gift card from the Orthopedic Clinic. Gentlemen, let's jump into this thing. We'll start with what might be the grossest game the SEC will see this season, the Gators of Florida. Billy Napier holding on by a thread, if you will, heading to Stark Vegas to take on Mississippi State after Toledo had their way.
Did you see the Emmett Smith interview where they were asking about Billy Napier? And they said that, you know, Billy says that he's still seeing a fourth year with the Gators, but I don't see it happening. And I don't think there's too many people in Gainesville that are seeing it happen. However, after what Mississippi State looked like against Toledo last week, I think DJ Lagway is going to make a big enough impact in this game. I think it'll be low scoring, but I like the Florida Gators.
You know, it's going to be hard for me to pick against Florida here, although I'm 0-2 with the Gators against them in Miami and Texas A&M. But when a team like Toledo with the Maction comes in,
don't mess
and
with
not
the Maction,
only wins the football game, Jacob, but just destroys an SEC team, they're done in Starkville. That program is dead in the water. Florida barely gets by in one of the ugliest cowbell ringing games you'll ever see. But I will say this, if they lose in Starkville, they have to can the guy.
I think they immediately.
I think they would on the sideline.
Yeah. I don't think he'd make it to the postgame presser. I really don't. I'm going to take Florida as well. I hate them being favored by a touchdown in this game. That's disgusting. You couldn't.
They're on the verge of quitting.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't pay me to bet on this game. Either way, I don't know what I would choose. I'll take Florida to win the game, but I'm not touching the 7-point spread. Give me Florida. 67% of our pickers on ESPNAU.com also say the Florida Gators. We look ahead now to the Kentucky Wildcats, who are coming off a depressing loss against the number one team in the country. If Stoops isn't conservative, they probably had a chance to win that thing. They welcome in the Bobcats of Ohio. Christian, any chance Ohio sneaks up and gets the Kentucky Wildcats?
I don't think so. I think it'll be another really low-scoring game, but I think it's going to be one of those games where Kentucky's able to run the clock out, kind of run the ball again. It won't be a pretty game. It won't be one that you'll get a notification on ESPN end of the third quarter that you're wanting to tune in and cancel all of your other plans, but I do like the Wildcats of Kentucky in a close one.
I was in the majority of people out there, meaning about 98% of the prognosticators on earth who had Georgia blowing out Kentucky last weekend. Never saw that one coming. Kentucky takes care of business here in an ugly football game, because pretty much that's what Kentucky does, is play ugly football.
Yep, I'll take a clean sweep. I'll take the Cats of Kentucky as well. We'll roll right through. All of us have A&M beating Bowling Green. All of us have Ole Miss wiping the floor with Georgia Southern. And all of us will have Texas taking down ULM. Want to look really quickly, though, Akron, the Zips, taking on South Carolina back in South Carolina. Want to remind everybody that that's an Akron team that in the opener against the second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes kept it close for quite some time, and then Ohio State, of course, figured it out. But that was a game that was 7-3 after the first, only 17-3 at the half. They kept Ohio State in check for a little bit. Again, they did end up getting beat pretty bad. I'll take South Carolina. Think that team is fairly good. Maybe they got hosed a week ago, but I'll take South Carolina and a bounce-back win over Akron.
I think a lot depends on, do we know the confirmed status of Lenore Sellers? Because
that's exactly right. I was going to say the
I think
same
that
thing.
Does play a big factor.
I think so. I think they win regardless.
I do too, but it makes it a very different football game because of Lenore Sellers' arm. Robbie Ashford, we saw against LSU, just didn't bring the capability. I think we've seen it a time or two here where just the inability to accurately throw the football downfield, it changes up the game plan completely. He's electric with his legs, but you can throw 9, even 10 guys in the box. So it could be a little bit closer depending on that quarterback spot, but I think the Gamecocks walk away with a W.
Over at thestate.com, QB Lenora Seller status in doubt for South Carolina this week. That was updated a few days ago.
Was that according to the Thursday night SEC report? Because remember, now they have to do it Wednesday night, Thursday night, and then 90 minutes before kickoff. I have not looked at the
updated one. No, that was on Wednesday. That was on Wednesday because that was 2 days ago. They start on Wednesday.
I'm looking right now.
South Carolina is still favored by 4 touchdowns.
Though. Yeah, that just seems like a little bit too many points for Uncle T.
Did the line change at all?
And not to mention, if this game's not really going to be in doubt, why play him? You know, sure. I mean, you got a whole rest of your SEC season to go. Robbie Ashford obviously needs the work. Get him out there against Akron and see what happens and take care of business and move on. I like South Carolina here in a little bit closer game, especially with an emotional letdown against LSU last weekend.
That is a South Carolina team that had to take a last-minute score and a last-minute stop to beat Old Dominion in week one. I just want to remind people of that. That's right, Christian's Monarchs over there. So I'm not sure. We'll have to get an update on Lenore Sellers. I'll take South Carolina to win whether he plays or not.
He has been moved to questionable.
So T-Bone brings up an interesting thing. If you are, it's Akron, yes, we know. But if Sellers is questionable, which is obviously the case, because do you guys know without looking who South Carolina hosts at home in South Carolina next week?
Alabama.
Close, next week. That's the following week.
Yeah.
They host number 5 Ole Miss next week. So if Sellers is not 100% and you think you can get by with Robbie Ashford, maybe start Robbie Ashford and then have Sellers as a backup in case things just go to you-know-what, and then you have to put him in at last second. That's not a terrible idea. Just saying, because then they play Ole Miss, Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas A&M. Brutal for South Carolina. We'll all take the Gamecocks, though, in that one over Akron. We'll take one more before we get to break. We'll leave the two. I don't know. There's only one like big one other than Auburn and Arkansas. How about Vanderbilt and Missouri? We'll take that one before we get to break. Vandy taking on Missouri. It's in Como. Can the Commodores find a way to get up for the football game in Columbia, Missouri?
Christian?
Oh, man. Last time.
I didn't know. I didn't know that was such a controversial game.
Last time that a ranked team went into Vanderbilt, or not a ranked team, I guess I should say, but a team that was favored to win. Virginia Tech laid an egg to Diego Pavia, but I just think that the offense of Missouri is going to be too much. Brady Cook and his whole receiver unit. I think they had a little bit of a wake-up call with, as T-Bone mentioned, a really good coach, Bill O'Brien team, and the Boston College Eagles. I like Missouri in this one.
Yeah, I like Missouri in this one as well. Probably covering late. I think Vanderbilt was fool's gold, obviously, that we were all beginning to buy up after going 2-0 and then losing to Georgia State, who I don't believe is quite the team that they have been the last couple of years. So I'm still trying to figure out what happened in that game because I had that one totally wrong as well. I like Missouri here to keep on rolling big in their SEC season.
I like Missouri to win big here as well. I think that 20-point line is weird. I think Vegas may know something, but I'm going to go against them just because. I'll take Missouri to win and win big. And Christian, you're still without a house, my friend. Vanderbilt still only has the 2 wins on the season.
That's
so.
Fine. They'll get another one.
I don't know.
They come to Jordan-Hare. I'm just kidding.
Wow. Okay. Couple of more games we'll get to after the break. Plus, we're going to get to the phone lines as well. You can be a part of the show. 334-321-1390. Picking UCLA-LSU, Tennessee-Oklahoma, and, of course, Auburn and Arkansas. Lonnie and Lochapoka, hang on. You'll be first up when we come back here on the Friday edition of On the Line.
You are on the line on ESPN 106.7. Call in at 334-321-1390 or toll free at 888-382-7502.
Well, before we pick LSU, UCLA, and Tennessee and Oklahoma, let's head on down to a guy who sits down Highway 14 all the way down in Lochapoka. Lonnie, what's up, my man? Happy Friday.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing good, my man. How are you on this Friday?
I'm doing well.
Your dog sounds like he's doing good, too.
Yeah, they're good. I couldn't call in a couple weeks ago because I got so daggum mad after the Cal game, and I know y'all aren't on a 7-second delay, and I figured it probably wouldn't be too helpful to the show for me to call in after that game.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
I'm still reeling from that game a little bit, and before I get into what I want to say, I heard about your grandfather, Jacob, and I lost my grandfather just a few years back, and he was probably the most influential person in my life. So I want to give my condolences to you on that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it was my great-grandfather, which is even crazier.
Oh, great-grandfather.
Which is even crazier to think about. Yep, great-grandfather, man. So I appreciate the kind words.
Yes, sir. Let me ask y'all about injuries real quick. Have y'all heard anything, updates on Cam Coleman or Kay and Lee, anything about those two?
I'll say on Cam Coleman, Lonnie, nothing official, but I am hearing that he's good to go tomorrow.
Good. Well, I think we need Lee back more than Coleman, to be honest with you.
I think that's a fair argument. Yeah.
And he was listed as the SEC has to release their Thursday night injury depth chart or whatever. Kay and Lee was listed as probable.
Okay, good. Well, guys, I'm still in the mode of show me, don't tell me. I know we talked about it before the season, and yes, we looked really good in the second half against New Mexico last week. But again, this is a different opponent tomorrow. You got to show me, don't tell me. I'm not going to predict this game because I don't know what Auburn has, to be honest with you. I just don't know.
Yeah, and look, I've said it a lot today. I think it's totally acceptable for most Auburn fans to be in that show me, don't tell me, see it to believe it, wait and react type of mode because there's been so many changes and we still just don't fully know what Auburn has. So, Lonnie, I think you're in a perfect spot, my man.
Well, and I know Lonnie's locks of the week are 0-2, but I'm going to give one out this week anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Tennessee -7, and you don't even need to buy the hook.
Wow. Okay. All right, Lonnie, we'll see if somebody will take it to the bank, and they'll either be rich or poor.
Hey, let me add one last thing. That guy Rain Man who calls in is a moron.
There's some caller-on-caller crime going on.
You're getting after
the line today, free-for-all Friday. Rain Man got some people fired up with his stats and whatever you want to call them. I don't know, man. Numbers. Lonnie is over with his Lonnie's from Lochapoca lead pipe locks this season.
Yeah, you're taking Tennessee -7. He said you don't even need the hook. Just and take the straight up 7 points.
Going against our man Lee Sterling, who said
one's 0-2, the other 5-0.
Going the other side, wrong team favored.
Woo. Man, I'm not too sure. All right, gentlemen, hey, we'll get to the phone lines in just a second. Really quickly, any chance that UCLA walks into Tiger Stadium, Death Valley tomorrow? They're like 20-something point underdogs. Any chance after UCLA embarrassed themselves in the Rose Bowl to Kurt Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers, any chance that UCLA bounces back against LSU tomorrow?
No. I think LSU gets off to a hot start. It could be 17-0 end of the first quarter, and after that, you press cruise control and you try and stay healthy as you advance to next week.
Yeah, the Bayou Bengals are going to open up a can in Baton Rouge tomorrow on UCLA, who is bad Bruins. They're going to win after an emotional win and sliding by South Carolina. They are going to take the Bruins behind the woodshed.
Yep. Retweet to both of those. LSU by a million. 334-321-1390. You're on the line. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, guys. It's Dak.
What's up, Dak?
Oh, not much, man. It's a long time since I've heard your voice, man.
Yeah.
We're off this week, so I got to enjoy the show today.
Okay. Well, good deal, man. Appreciate you tuning in.
Yeah, man. So, going by what I heard earlier and on the other show and in this show, I'm just lost. Really, I don't know what to expect tomorrow. I am concerned more about defensively than I am offensively, and that's a first in a long time.
Which means a lot coming from you, my man.
Yeah. I mean, the concern is the fact in the first three games we have yet to set the edge at all on any of these teams that we've played. And that's the first thing you do on defense, set the edge, man. You don't let people get outside you. And people have done it whenever they wanted to. So that is a huge concern of mine. The other concern is the fact that usually, an offensive team, the center needs help to double team the nose tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in these last two games, that's not happening. They're blocking our guy one-on-one. And so that's my second concern. And so unless, are we going to come out in a four-man front? Who knows? I don't know. But if we stay in a three-man front, I'm concerned that this game's not even going to be close.
I think we're almost confirmed to come out with at least four, if not even five guys on the line of scrimmage. Again, Coach Freeze has talked about it with Arkansas, and they like to use that 12 formation. They get the one back and the two tight ends. You're going to have to put more than three guys up there. Otherwise, you're going to have free rushers to the second level in that linebacker. And as you mentioned, if there's not more bodies in the box, this game might not be close.
Right. And offensively, I hope we can run the football. I think that's what it's going to take. I'm not convinced that we can run the football because when we needed to run the football, we couldn't. So I think that's imperative that we run the football tomorrow to have a chance to win this game.
I'm with you. And Dak, one note, and then I'll let you get out of here. I think for Auburn, yes, running the football is something that has to happen. I'm not going to say Auburn couldn't run it. I'm just going to say Auburn didn't run it. And I think they need to just have full-on run plays planned rather than all the RPO, putting all that on Hank Brown. Man, let's just call some straight-up run plays with Jarquez Hunter, who was preseason all-first team SEC.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not – I get it. This day and age, and the happening thing right now is RPOs.
Yeah.
But I'm like you. I want a run and play. There's no question about it. Where we need 3-4 yards, we're going to run it. We're going to get it.
Bingo.
That's what I want to see.
I love it. Dak, we appreciate you, brother. Great to hear from you. That's a football man in Dak right there, 334-321-1390.
That's concerning to hear someone with his football knowledge call in the day before the game and warn folks, if we keep doing kind of what we've been doing defensively, we're not only going to lose, we're going to get smoked. And I couldn't agree with him more. I mean, it leads into several conversations we'll have on the last half of this hour. But if Auburn is in a three-man front or they are constantly early in that game dropping people back into zone coverage, they are going to get worn out. They must man up and play physical defense, especially on the outside, and attack that quarterback and put pressure on him.
And I'm going to see what we were able to see throughout the fall in the few scrimmages the media was given availability to. I want to see the defense show a different look every time they step up there. Every play.
Sure.
Make it look different. Don't do the same thing over and over and over again. Even if you are going to do the same thing, make it look a little bit different. I think if you're Auburn tomorrow, and again, like T-Bone said, we are going to get into this much more in the back half of this hour, but Auburn's got to make it difficult for Taylen Green tomorrow. He cannot come in here like the California quarterback did and just have a field day. He cannot get comfortable in the first drive, in the first quarter, in the first half, because he's too talented, guys. He's too talented to let him have any more confidence than he already has.
Yeah, I talked about it yesterday. Mendoza was 19 of 21 for, I believe it was 208 or 206 in the first half. And it wasn't
unacceptable.
Like, and it wasn't like they were two 50-yard touchdown passes. It was dink and dunk here, dink and dunk there. We'll pick up eight. We'll pick up nine. We'll hand the ball off, pick up three or four. There are going to have to be multiple different coverages. Confuse this guy inside Jordan-Hare Stadium.
We'll make our official picks for Tennessee and Oklahoma, maybe the biggest game of the day in college football coming up tomorrow. We'll make our picks for that when we come back in our full deep dive. Auburn and Arkansas. We've got 30 more minutes here on the Friday edition of On the Line.
With Jacob Goetz on ESPN 106.7, Auburn Opelika's sports leader.
We've got 30 more minutes here on the Friday edition of On the Line on ESPN 106.7. It's the show that tells you like it is and holds nothing back, and we are going to do that right now. My goodness, we're talking college football, high school football, anything we can get our hands on, and we'd love to hear from you, 334-321-1390. Gentlemen, before we move to Auburn, Arkansas officially, let's make our final pick on the SEC Football Challenge. Tennessee and Oklahoma, the Sooners are opening up their first ever SEC game. They're at home, college game day, and they're 7-point underdogs as Nico and the Vols roll into town.
Oh, man. I think game day does it. I think game day does it in Norman. I think it's going to be a game in the low to mid-20s throughout the fourth quarter, but I think that big Oklahoma defense, who hasn't quite woken up, or the entire Oklahoma team hasn't woken up, and it played a full four-quarter game, I think they get a big-time, either an interception or a big-time turnover late in the game. I like Oklahoma 27-24.
Yeah, I kind of like Oklahoma in this game as well, just to take care of business. I will not pick Tennessee. I will not pick Tennessee. I will not pick Tennessee. I do this every year. I pick Tennessee in a big moment, and they just blow it. On the road in Norman, Josh Heupel comes home. There, you know, Lee Sterling's on Oklahoma. If Lee Sterling's on something, Uncle T's probably on it too. Give me them Sooners in a last-second field goal to win it all.
I am going to go against my better judgment because I'm the same way you are, Uncle T-Bone. I have been burned by Tennessee so bad too many times, and I get tired of it. I get tired of looking like an idiot and sounding like an idiot on the radio because I pick Tennessee every time. But something tells me they get it done. Something tells me they're a little bit different in this game right here. I don't like them being a 7-point favorite in this game. I think that's too many points. I'll take Tennessee in a one-possession game, less than a touchdown. But I think Nico's too much. I don't think Oklahoma can keep up. They don't have the weapons, the horses, the firepower to keep up with Tennessee. Give me the Vols on the road tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch this football game. I haven't had a chance to really watch Oklahoma this year and really concentrate on everything they do with them coming to town next week. I'm going to ask y'all guys this question, and I'll give you my answer and then the question. I want to see Tennessee blow them off the face of the earth. I want Oklahoma coming in here just completely despondent.
Depressed.
And yeah. Auburn get a W, no matter if it's 1 point or 100 points. And because I think if that goes down, Auburn fans are going to flock to Jordan-Hare Stadium to welcome to the Sooners to their very first SEC road game and be looking for a big W and have Jordan-Hare rocking. So I hope you're right, Jacob. I want to see Tennessee roll. What do you think? Do you think it's better they get blown out, or what do you think? You think it's better they get a W and come in here all cocky and undefeated?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the obvious answer to say we hope they get beat, right? But I think Auburn can't worry about that. Auburn fans could worry about that if you want to. Yeah, but in terms of next week, let's say Auburn handles business and beats Arkansas tomorrow. Yeah, I would love for Tennessee just to light it up against that Oklahoma defense, expose a few things, and I don't even think it's more about the score. I think it's about exposing some things offensively and defensively for that Oklahoma team to give this Auburn coaching staff some ammunition and something to work with next week during preparation.
I'll take the latter part of the argument. First off, I'm glad you picked Tennessee otherwise, because I changed my answer from Tennessee to Oklahoma over the break. So if you were going to go Oklahoma, I was going to have to flip it back. But I'm glad you picked Tennessee.
I got you.
I can stick with Oklahoma. But again, I think it's the latter. I think it would be better for Oklahoma to win at home and be undefeated coming into Jordan-Hare Stadium from the narrative of nobody would give Auburn a chance at that point in the game. And that's
Oklahoma
when Auburn
would be cocky, yeah.
Yeah, Oklahoma would come in expecting to win. Nobody but the Auburn family and the Auburn players, the Auburn staff would give the Tigers a chance. And that's when you feel like more times than not, Jordan-Hare does it.
Okay. I think that's a good perspective for Auburn and Oklahoma. That game is next week. We got to worry about the game that's taking place tomorrow inside of Jordan-Hare Stadium. 2:30 kick. It's on ESPN television. It's on Wings 94.3 radio next door to us here, our sister station at Auburn Network. You can catch all of our pregame coverage starting 5 hours before kickoff with game day on Wings 94.3. Jumping Jack Hutton, Uncle T-Bone, and you guys are live at what, 9:30 a.m. tomorrow morning? Is that correct?
Yep, 9:30 to 11:30. Then we hand it off to Andy Bertram and team with the Auburn Sports Network. Going to be a big one. We had a great time last weekend. Got a little rowdy that first 15, 20 minutes of the show.
Kind of like today's show.
Recapping California. Got some callers in. I think Terry got in there and got everybody riled up with us. So looking forward to a fun day tomorrow morning. Get in there and give us a ring.
Yep. Game day on Wings 94.3, wingsfm.com, or download the Radio Alabama app. You can catch all the coverage starting at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Auburn and Arkansas. And I'll give you a text to get us going here. It's from John in Auburn. He says, for Arkansas to beat Auburn, I think Arkansas has to either score 34 or more points or be at least +2 in the turnover margin. Cam Coleman and Antonio Kite are essential for Auburn to win this game. He picks Auburn to win 41-21 is his score prediction. One of the few people who have picked Auburn outright. There have been a couple today on the show. Most have been in the middle. Some have picked Arkansas, but I like his points on Arkansas is going to have to score to beat this Auburn team, and whoever wins the turnover battle, you could say this just about every game, but I think it's crucial tomorrow. I really, really do.
I would agree with that statement you just made. With I think the two biggest things you look at is I think the over is the biggest thing right now that you're looking. And I think there's a lot of points to be had scored on the field. I would love for the Auburn defense to show otherwise, but I think the Auburn offense can take more advantage of the Arkansas defense than vice versa.
When's the last time we could say that?
It hasn't been very long. It has been very long since you feel like the offense has a better chance to score points than the defense. That being said, Auburn has to win the turnover battle, and you have to be able to put the offense in a good spot at least one time. Get a turnover at the 40-yard line to where, worst-case scenario, late in the third quarter, you can kick a field goal. If not, go deliver that punch as the offense and find your way for six.
Well, I mean, I know what y'all are saying about offense, because Auburn's offense has been anemic really since
Marshall left.
since Bo Nix got injured against Mississippi State. But even before that,
that's fair.
You got to go back to 2019, 2018. But the last 10 years really has just been up and down on the offense. The defense, in my opinion, most years has done enough to keep Auburn in games. And there are several games we'd had more offensive output, we'd have won. I mean, just a little bit more, not a whole lot more. and we just couldn't seem to find that consistency year in, year out. But over those last 10 years, Auburn has kicked Arkansas's butt. 8-2 in 10 years. Auburn dominates this series right now, 20-12-1. Some of these games over the last 10 years have just been a reckoning, including last year's game, Auburn 48, Arkansas 10. Even in 21-20, Auburn went for over 30 against the Hogs both times. 51-10 in 19, 52-20 in 17, 56-3. Remember that beatdown inside
Eli
Jordan
Stove.
Air?
This
Goodness
stove is red
gracious.
Hot.
Yes, what a great call.
I mean, 45-35. Even in a loss in 2015 in overtime, Auburn went for 46. Arkansas's defense has been horrible for years, and this is the perfect opportunity. I'm not going to say for Auburn to get right, but to continue to get better with Hank Brown moving into Oklahoma, who I don't think is that, you know, just amazing of a football team as well. It's all about Auburn's defense. You said it earlier, Jacob. If they come out and they show conservative tendencies like they have the last couple of weeks, especially like they did against California, yeah, they've come out. They've kind of let some teams do what they do, make some adjustments, move and get more aggressive as the game goes on, and, you know, kind of stifle teams late like they did California and New Mexico. They can't do that tomorrow, Bobby Petrino. He's too good. The way his offense has worked, too, is once he gets some momentum and gets rolling, he will bury you. Auburn has to come out and attack, and get after that quarterback and create a ton of pressure and make him make mistakes.
You can honestly bring up the point of how in tomorrow's game, Auburn's offense is going to have to be their defense at some point in the game.
To keep Arkansas off the field.
Make it to where Auburn controls the time of possession. It makes it to where you have a 8-minute touchdown drive late in the third quarter. Keep the Arkansas offense and Bobby Petrino, what you're talking about, keep that momentum on the side of Auburn. Make it to where they can't continue to run 60, 70 plays and they can have their sort of drives. And another question, look at last year's game. Arkansas was a 2.5-point favorite. I know it's a very different game, but it was 48-10 last year in Arkansas. At this very similar type of situation was a 2.5-point favorite.
And now Auburn's a 2.5-point favorite.
It's a weird line.
Home.
And I know that it's a very different game, but it's a strange line that it looks very, very similar.
Lee Sterling's already sniffed it out.
I can sniff it. I can smell it.
Well, let me tell you.
That's not the rain.
Something's cooking over. Yeah, it's not the rain.
Christian, you said
it. Or the man.
I've been saying this all summer long and into the season will continue. In today's college football world, the very best defense you can have is a consistent offense that is frustrating the opposing head coach, not just with big chunk plays, which you need to really bury somebody, but just keeping their defense on the field, keeping their offense off the field. And I don't know if Auburn's proven yet under Hugh Freeze, except against a really good team, that it consistently can move the ball, control the ball, and get first downs.
And I will contribute to that because that was a huge problem that Peyton Thorne had, I think, when commanding this offense, was way, way too many three and outs.
Agreed.
Three and outs were horrific. And against Arkansas, a three and out is a turnover, in my opinion, because it's a waste of a possession. It normally didn't take very long, and you'd give them the football right back. And when special teams come into play and you're having to have conversations of, we have to win the field position battle, we have to be the better punting team, that's not where you want to be. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a horrible spot to be in. It's like controlling your own destiny in March. You don't want to be there. You want to have this thing in control and in command. That's what I look for from Hank Brown in this offense, the entire offense tomorrow. That's coaching staff, players, everybody. Can they run the offense effectively, efficiently, and have longer drives like you guys are saying? Because a three and out and multiple of those back-to-back-to-back is just as bad as a turnover against this Arkansas team.
And we talked about it a couple of weeks ago where it feels like, and this is not necessarily the case in this game, but where especially a road team that feels like they're in a much smaller position really goes for that time of possession battle, because now with the clock still continuing to run after first downs, what was it? The average offense gets 8 drives.
Something
like that. Is
that
what it was? 7 or 8 drives in a game.
That may have fluctuated a little bit now, but give or take.
The way that that works is if you scored a touchdown on every single one of those 8 drives, you're putting up 56 points. Every single time that you don't, it adds another drive, especially a 3-and-out that you're mentioning, adds another drive to the Arkansas side of things. So if both teams are getting 8 possessions, Auburn goes 3-and-out twice, that could very well go to 10-and-6, and now you're having to just statistically play from behind on the offensive side just to get some trying points on the drive.
Fantastic points, guys, especially with the clock continuing to run and the new rules, which I cannot stand.
No.
If you go out of bounds, I understand the first down one, but if you go out of bounds, the clock should stop. It's ridiculous. But in today's world, if your offense is sputtering, if it's inconsistent, you have natural 3 outs, and then the clock is continuing to run, you're just going to get that much further behind. Okay, so you've got to somehow defensively create enough pressure to get some turnovers, to occasionally get some 3 and outs. Hopefully, to every once in a while, your defense becomes an offense, get a pick six or a scoop and score, and you've got to basically turn the tables and make that other offensive coordinator get frustrated and keep him over there and make them have less possibility to score. And with that as well, in today's world, with that clock running, when you have a possession which is so valuable, you better be getting in that red zone and you better be scoring touchdowns and not field goals.
My boy Eugene Asante has been telling me for weeks on Tiger Takes every week, that's brought to you by 12K Salon. It's on Wednesdays at 5:30 on the drive. He's been telling me he's getting after it this week. He said he's due for a sack, he's due for a strip sack, and he's due for another turnover forced and a touchdown. He scored one against A&M a week ago. Last year. He's been telling me he's due. And so maybe it's going to be him. Who knows who it could be? But Auburn's got to wreak some havoc tomorrow on the defensive side of the football. We'll take our final break, come back and wrap it all up, plug our high school games coming up tonight, everything you need to know for those, and our coverage this weekend, and final picks for Auburn and Arkansas. That's when we come back and wrap it all up on the Friday edition of On the Line.
You are on the line on ESPN 106.7. Online at ESPNAU.com or on the ESPN 106.7 app.
Wrapping up and winding down here on the Friday edition of On the Line on ESPN 106.7. Man, what a great show we've had today on this free-for-all Friday, talking all things college football. About to give our final picks for Auburn and Arkansas tomorrow. If you missed any of the show today, you can go and listen back to it. ESPNAU.com had a flurry of phone calls in hour number one, just back to back to back to back. It was crazy. And you can tell Auburn fans are excited for tomorrow, but I think they're a little nervous for tomorrow as well. And so all of that was in the show today. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports and ParamountSports.com joined us to start the show today, 5-0 a week ago, and you're not going to like his pick for Auburn, Arkansas. So go check all that out on ESPNAU.com. That's also where you can get your SEC Football Challenge picks in. Those are due tonight at midnight. We just filled hours out here on the show. I want to plug high school stuff really quickly before we talk our final picks for Auburn, Arkansas. Christian, go ahead. You got Lee Scott tonight. You guys are back on the road once again.
Yeah, believe it or not, the Warriors are on the road for the third time in 4 weeks. A very top-heavy road lineup for the Warriors. 4-0 on the season right now. Looking to make it 5-0 as we head up 280 a little bit to Randolph County. And the Tigers undefeated as well, so a battle of the unbeatens. You can check out our broadcast, listen to everything that we have for you on AU 100, 100.3 FM. We have a Facebook and a YouTube live stream. Myself and Rhett Chrome leaving in just a little bit to make that trip up to Randolph County, hoping to bring back a W to Auburn.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a safe trip and another good game. And look, Lee Scott just keeps knocking them down every time somebody steps in their way. So hopefully the Warriors can continue to play strong. You guys have a bye week next week, is that correct?
We do, yes. We have bye week next week, and then going back to what I was saying, 4 of the final games on the season are at Judd Scott Field at home, so everybody is very, very excited for that. Glenwood is sandwiched in between the one road game on the latter half of the season. But again, tonight, 100.3 FM, AU 100, pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7:00. man, we're excited for it.
There you go. So Lee Scott will be going 6:30 and kickoff at 7 on AU100, taking on Randolph County. And then we will be on the air for the Auburn High football game on the Auburn High Sports Network. Three-man crew back in the booth, Jack Hutton, Rob Pate, and myself. We will be over on Wings 94.3, wingsfm.com, and all of that can be found on the Radio Alabama app. Our pregame begins at 6:30 as well, kickoff at 7. The undefeated Tigers coming off that beatdown against Enterprise a week ago. They've got the Jaguars of Jag, who are struggling a little bit this season, looking for their first win on the year. So it's nice to be back home inside of historic Duck Sanford Stadium. If you don't want to go sit out in the heat, you can catch the radio broadcast on the Auburn High Sports Network. Wings 94.3 and wingsfm.com. And speaking of Wings 94.3, tomorrow, that's the home of everything Auburn University football. Starts at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow with game day on Wings 94.3. Jumpin' Jack Hutton, Uncle T-Bone, you guys go live 2 hours for four 2 hours, I should say, 5 hours before kickoff every Saturday, but a two-hour call-in show with you two guys. You hand it off to the Auburn Sports Network for the Tiger Tailgate Show. They'll get you ready for kickoff at 2:30. Gentlemen, it's time. Auburn and Arkansas. We've given our analysis. We've given our thoughts. Final picks. Auburn and Arkansas, 2:30 tomorrow afternoon in Jordan-Hare Stadium for the SEC opener.
The defense finds a way to come up with a turnover late in the second half. Auburn 34, Arkansas 28.
I'm going to pass on my pick today, and you're going to have to tune in tomorrow at Game Day on Wings because, quite frankly, I still don't know where I stand. Normally, at least I have some type of opinion about Auburn football heading into a game, right or wrong, and I'm just right now all over the map with it. Going to have to do a little bit more research. I was prepared to come in here and pick the Tigers, and then Lee Sterling drops
a bomb.
He's
got you shaking up, man.
And then Dak calls in and basically says we don't play defense and we're horrible. And I'm like, and then Rain Man dropped every stat from the 1962 season on. I got a lot that I'm going to have to chew on and sleep on overnight. Tune in to RadioFreeAuburn.com tomorrow also for a little article with that pick. And then we're going to have to do see what we got on Game Day on Wings, guys.
Yeah, you guys are live 9:30 a.m. Game Day on Wings 94.3, you and Jack Hutton. I'll say this. Arkansas is a good team. They're not a great team, but they are good enough to come in and beat Auburn. And I think Hugh Freeze's statement where he says we are still not at a point where we can play poorly and win football games is very much true again tomorrow afternoon inside of Jordan-Hare. If Auburn plays well, the crowd will be there, the crowd will support, and Auburn will win. If they don't do what they're supposed to do, if Hank Brown and this offense can't move it, if they turn it over, if the defense can't get home and special teams fumbles the ball time and time again, Auburn will lose this football game. But I'm going to have confidence. I'm going to have faith, and I'm going to take Auburn to win this game. It's going to be close. I think the 2.5-point spread is about accurate. I'm going to take Auburn 28-24. I will take the Auburn Tigers to beat Arkansas tomorrow, but it will be close, and the Tigers have to show up.
You know, I said earlier you couldn't just say that Hank Brown, had he played California, we'd have got the W, but I got to thinking about something over the break. There were 5 turnovers in that game against California. If Auburn doesn't turn the ball over in that game, they probably win that much. So we cannot have turnovers tomorrow, and we got to create some pressure. I don't know. We'll see about my pick tomorrow.
The winner of the turnover battle gets the W in the win-loss column.
There you go. Tigers and Hogs tomorrow, 2:30 over on Wings 94.3. Coverage starts at 9:30 with game day on Wings. Lee Scott tonight, AU 100, 100.3. Auburn High School on Wings 94.3. We're back on Monday to talk about it all. 2-4 right here on ESPN 106.7. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. I'll talk to you later.